Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for everyone being on. Feels good to be 1-0. It was great to get a victory. Had a lot of things we learned about our football team in week one, a lot of things that we did well, a lot of things that we've got to get better at. We've got a huge challenge this week in going to play Ohio State in Columbus. Our football team is eager to continue to improve and go out and measure where we're at against a great football team. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Chris, how much better do you feel about your team's competitiveness or ability to compete with Ohio State than the previous 2 years?
You know what? That still remains to be seen until after we play the game on Saturday. I do feel like we are a much, much improved football team than we have been in the last 2 years. I think, you know, year one was what it was. Year two, we were a lot better. And I feel like we're a lot better here in year three. Ohio State is still a very talented football team, one of the top football teams in the country. And it's going to take our best effort to go and have an opportunity to win this football game. So where we're at, I'll know when the game is over on Saturday. A completely different environment and a different football team than we played in week one. But we're just eager to go out and continue to just measure our improvement. And this is a common opponent that we play now going on our third year here. And it'll be a good measuring stick to just really see what type of improvement we've made.
And obviously you're starting a freshman quarterback. Could you just kind of describe the challenge that Sitkowski is going to face playing in the horseshoe against that defense, especially the front four?
Anytime you play a freshman early on in his career, there are a lot of challenges. He had challenges that he faced this last week against Texas State and being his first college football game. I think he did a good job of that. He wasn't perfect, but he did a good job. Now we're going to go on the road, and not only on the road, but we're going to go into one of the biggest and loudest stadiums in the country against a very talented football team. There are a lot of unknowns still about our freshman quarterback and how he can handle that environment. We're hoping that he'll do just fine, but it is a different animal. There's going to be noise. There's going to be more, you know, speed at the D-line position that's going to be rushing a passer, so it's completely different. And I couldn't sit here today and tell you how he's going to handle it yet until we see him play. But I do have confidence and belief that by the time the ball is kicked off, we go play, that he'll be locked in and ready to go.
Right. Thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Chris, I was wondering if you could just speak on the value of Raheem Blackshear to your offense, sort of the looks like the Army Jeep of the offense and special teams.
Yeah, Raheem's one of our best players on our football team. He's very quick. He's elusive. He's good with the football. He's a guy that can make a lot of things happen for us. You know, not much different. I don't want to make the same comparison, but not a lot different than like what Curtis Samuel was to Ohio State's offense there a couple years ago. You know, he can be in the backfield. He can be at wide out. He can return punts, return kicks. I mean, that's the type of player he is for us. And we're going to lean on him to do a lot of things for us.
And, you know, you were there when Ohio State recruited Draymond Jones. Surprised. Well, what word would you use to describe how he has developed into this interior lineman from the way he came in, you know, 4 years ago?
Well, I think when he was recruited with the intent to be a really good player. I think that's every player that gets recruited to Ohio State typically had a really outstanding high school career and was recruited there for one reason, that's to go be an elite player. I know it's taken him a little bit of time to develop, but from what I watch on film right now, the kid's a pretty good player. And I'm sure that's what everybody thought he would be when he was recruited. You know, everybody goes through different transition when they get into college. Some, you know, get acclimated and are better players sooner than others, and some take a little bit longer time. But Draymond, in my opinion, is playing at a high level, is an outstanding football player. And, you know, I remember the conversations surrounding him during the recruiting process. That's what everybody thought he could be.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
And Chris, I know coaches are always looking for advantages going into matchups. I mean, do you see the fact that Urban won't be on the other sideline as an advantage for you and your staff, or how do you view that?
Well, considering that he wasn't on the sideline Saturday and he just put up 77 points, no, I don't see that as an advantage. It's not about him being there or not being there. It's about our players and their players going out and executing the calls that have been called and bringing them to life with their play on the field. And I know at times it can look like, one guy or one individual is really important, which, Coach Meyer is. But it takes a lot more than one person to have a great game plan and execute at a high level. And obviously they were able to do that this last Saturday, and I don't expect that to be any different this next Saturday.
In scouting them, does it look similar to previous teams with Ohio State, or is it different, just because there have been some different circumstances with them in their preseason preparation?
No, I see nothing different. It's a fast, physical football team that played really, really hard this last Saturday. They're talented from top to bottom. They're very deep. They played a lot of players, and the players that they played that were in there, late in the game as third or fourth stringers, whatever they are, still played at a very high level. That's a football team that right now it's a program that really believes in the culture, and it's kind of running itself, so to speak, to a certain extent. And there was no indications of any distractions, drop-offs, whatever you want to call it, in that first game.
Thanks, Chris.
We can take one last question for Coach Ash.
Your final question is from James Cratch with NJ.com.
Hey, Chris, I just was wondering, obviously with T1 Mason out, how you guys plan on adjusting the depth behind Loomer at the jack position?
Right now we have a few options. Mike Tverdov has been taking some reps at that position throughout training camp, and he'll slide over and be the backup at that position. And what we'll do is rely on one of the other guys on the interior defensive line position to take over Mike's backup position at our defensive end position that we've played to the field. So Mike Tverdov's been a swing guy for us, and he'll fit that role here with T1 Mason out.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you, guys. Take care.